emotional abuse, and I weep. And I struggle to not just be enraged like you. You know, and our backgrounds are different, but I have a sensitivity to how you struggle with that and how we can seem to be in different contexts two different people. And I would just say to you that many of us struggle with those sorts of, you know, kind of duality, and I desperately want to be tolerant of yours, you know, and where you're at, and I would ask the same.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I think that it's that this kind of opportunity for communication and understanding that's going to make all the difference. Just has to. And I appreciate that. Lee Steffen, the chief of Iqutna, as well as the CEO of the Iqutna Village Corporation, is a member of this commission. And some of you will recall that at the time the commission was appointed, there was a healthy skepticism about it. The fact that maybe the governor is just trying to buy time, blah, blah, blah. You know, he doesn't really know how to deal with this. You know, this is just a sob. And Lee, when he walked into our first meeting, and you know him probably better than I do, he was Lee. He was pounding the table saying, I'm a prisoner in my own land. I'm a prisoner of war. You know, I'm a native person. You know, it was just a powerful statement of how he felt and who he was. Arlis Sturgiluski came up to me after the first meeting and said, Byron, I don't know why I'm here. This isn't going to work. You know, if this is the way people feel around this table, I shouldn't be here. This isn't going to work. And we talked, and to cut to the chase, today Lee and Arlis are good friends. They talk together and they work together. They laugh together. They have lunch together, and that is an example of how the entire commission works together today and understands. And Lee, you know, just in our meeting with the governor, chief of staff, and the attorney general, said, I've had dinner in people's houses and I've come to know people that in any other circumstance I never would have, and it has changed me. And that's the kind of change, I think, that, as you so eloquently and heartfeltly stated, we all need to seek if we're going to deal with this range of issues that we've got before us.
I, too, want to thank you for both what you're doing, but your attitude. And I hope it's not rare.
Byron, once again, thank you for your presentation. The work, the committee looks forward to working with the process and what your recommendations.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. What is it? What is it falling apart?